You can find all our conversations with the candidates on our website, listen.sdpb.org. And now joining us in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio, we have Chris Francis. He would like to represent District 8 as a state representative. He's running as a Democrat. Chris, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Lori, for having me. It's been a great trip to get down here today.
All right. Well, thank you for making that trip. I'll have to make the trip to Madison. And
absolutely. You're welcome anytime.
What a thriving arts community you have. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do in Madison.
Well, I kind of, you know, even this morning, we saw that the arts make the world go round, even in our politics in South Dakota, to have another art major before me speak. Yeah. It's pretty cool. In Madison, we do a lot of great things. We have a great community, and across our district, too, our communities are they're proud, and we really do things right in Madison and in Flandreau and in Howard. And I've been fortunate now to be a resident of Madison now for the last 11 years, and I found myself as an arts administrator, and I found myself a substitute teacher, and as a father, too, and it's been a great trip and a great journey, and I'm glad South Dakota's been part of my story.
All right, so why now? Why run for statewide office now?
Of all things, as an artist, I never thought I'd be entering the realm of politics, and I always look for an opportunity and look for an experience that's different. And a few years ago, I found myself the opportunity to be a Bush Fellow. And from traveling across our country and reinvesting my own education, too, during that time, a two-year period, I saw a lot of things that I wished were part of my state and part of my community. And a lot of them are different systems and different ideas and different thoughts. And being exposed to things from afar, I think we always want to bring a little bit back home with us. And as a Bush Fellow, I told myself, you know, however I left, I knew I would change a little bit, but I always wanted to stay true to who I am, and I think I've done that pretty well. And some of the best advice I've gotten from as a candidate now is to, and people know me in Madison, they'll pull me aside, Democrats, Republicans, anyone pretty much. They say, Chris, we know who you are, just keep being you, and I think Pierre will be great with you. And that's something I've taken to heart, and I've done a lot of things in this as a candidate that are a little different perhaps, a little... You know, not every candidate has a comic book, but again, the art's kind of coming through in mysterious ways.
Talk about what that could mean, though, for if voters decide to send you to peer of bringing an entirely different point of view, because voters are telling you, yeah, we support you in this, be you, and that's why we're going to vote for you. So spin that forward, and if you get enough votes to go to peer, do you expect the same kind of reception? How do you keep that going?
I sure hope so. I think as candidates, we all bring what we believe in, you know, we hold things close to our chest too, you know, our hearts are where they are. And if anything, I've made myself pretty clear where my heart lies. But I also realize too that I'm representing a district of, you know, 2,200 square miles, and we stretch, you know, pretty far. But I've always made an effort throughout my time as a candidate to say, I'm here for you. I'm here to listen. I'm here to respect your thoughts. And I'm kind of proud of the way that even my fellow candidates have, you know, handled themselves throughout this campaign. When we see each other at parades or at events, we're quick to greet each other. We're quick to talk. I know last night after the forum, I spent an hour and a half with another candidate from the other party, and we just sat down and talked. And I think that's important. And I think in peer, we can do those things. And it's a good experience for all of us. We're all learning from each other. I have some good ideas. You have some good ideas. We all have good ideas, but together we make better ideas and hopefully more fairer ideas too.
There are many Democrats who are coming and sitting in the same chair that you're sitting in, and they're saying it's important just to have those voices in peer. Do you think that just, you know, the experience that you've had just sitting down and talking to people, that having, you know, having a better balance in peer just changes the culture in a way that makes a difference? Is it that, I won't say is it that simple, but is that a simple first step?
I think we have to be aware that our legislature and peer is made up of citizens. And the moment we lose that sense that our legislature becomes from afar removed itself, I think we lose touch what it means to be a South Dakotan. And to be a South Dakotan, we're all very different. We have common ground, we have similarities, but we're all very different. We're very proud of our differences, too, in some respects. And I've learned that maybe it's every once in a while we have to look into ourselves, and some of us have to run for office. And for me, it's the first time I've ever tried anything like this. I never set out to be a candidate. And I think that's a good thing for any candidate to say is, I'm a citizen first. I'm also an artist first. I'm a dad. I'm a teacher. I do all these other things, and I just so happen to be running for office, and this is who I am, and let's talk. And I think for our legislature, it's great to have new voices come in. It's great to have experienced voices there too, but it needs to be very fluid. It needs to be of a place where we can say, our legislature looks like us. And there's a lot of us in South Dakota that I don't see in our legislature. And that's something we need to address.
Tell me some of the top issues that you think are important in an upcoming legislative session. What are voters telling you?
Fortunately, we've had a number of great candidates on these program over the last few months. What I've heard is much the same as many other Democrats would have said. Education's always been an important issue. Healthcare, government transparency, and accountability have always been an issue in South Dakota. Let's have these conversations. Let's talk and see what the common ground is. It's not meant to be a fight. It's not meant to be a battle, but we need to address where some of our shortcomings are. We are an incredibly rural state. We have a lot of challenges because of that. We can do a lot of things well, though, too. And one of the things we can do well is listen to our neighbors. And our neighbors have said, when we look at government accountability and transparency, our neighbors voted for IM-22 last session. Amendment W has a lot of support again. What I've heard from many is they want to have a government that is accountable, that looks like what we expect to see in South Dakota. I know as a candidate, I didn't realize how much money we were in these races. In the House, I was told that you'll need about $30,000 to wage a successful campaign for my district. I said, well, I can raise about $3,000, I think, and it'll be small dollars, and I won't take any PAC money. And my party said, there's a pause. My party said, that's great, Chris. When can you start? But I worry that we're creating a cost of admission to politics and to our legislature. If you tell any young candidate that they need to raise $30,000 to run, more than likely they're not going to run. I'm a bit stubborn, so I took that as a challenge to say, hey, I think I can do it for $3,000. We've raised about $3,500 to this day. And I'm really proud of that. I think that's a great amount. But if we create these barriers, be it financial or whatnot, we're really limiting the voices we have in our legislature. I think there's a lot of great voices across our state, and I hope to see them in 2020 and beyond, that maybe have a shoestring budget. And as an artist, I love a shoestring budget. That's how we work. But I shouldn't want candidates being removed from the process because they can't pay that price of entry. And I think regardless of your party, I think we need to step back and say, how do we get things to be a bit more respective of the ideas and not necessarily the money, the influences that are at play? It's a tough conversation. No other candidate wants to be told that you have too much money or you're too big of a candidate for South Dakota. But these are House races for our state. If we have these artificial barriers and it's financial, we really got to be addressing that. And I think we've, as South Dakotans, we see the money in our politics. We respond to the road signs and the ads in the newspaper, and we expect that to be a thing. I for sure have not had a newspaper ad, and I don't have very many road signs. But we look a little different, for sure. But fortunate opportunities to have these conversations like this today. I think we've got to get back to that. We've got to get back to our roots as South Dakotans and say we don't need as much as we think we do when it goes to expenditures and campaigns. Let's talk about our ideas, and let's do it in a way where it's respectful and inclusive.
It seems like we do a lot of things in this state on a limited budget. We're not afraid of that.
No, I was out east, and they hear about South Dakota. They always have questions like, what's the climate like? What's the weather like? What's the people like? And, one of those things, too, I like to say is, we do things a little different, but we can also do things for next to nothing. I know running an arts council, I run probably one of the smallest arts councils in the state, but we do really cool programs, and we pay our artists fair wages, and we do things right. We try to, try to represent our state in the best of ways. And we've had guests from all across the world, fortunately, from Sweden and from Canada and from even South Dakota. And the one thing I always hear back from our guests is, Chris, one of the few places we can go to, you'll feed us, you'll give me a place to stay for the night, you'll pay me well, and you're excited to have me here. And I think as South Dakota, that says a lot about us as a state, that it's a good thing. We have good qualities. But we should never lose sight of that, though.